You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferris.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, a Harvard psychologist introduces the idea of emotional agility and says the way we deal with our emotions is a key to success in life.
First, last week we talked about big changes coming to high schools in Madison, new approach to the high school experience. A program called Personalized Pathways calls for students to choose a particular career-oriented pathway, then spend the high school years focused on courses in that area with their Pathways cohort.
Students would take core subjects like math and English in two electives, but they'll focus on thematic classes. The plan is part of a move to close the achievement gap and help students prepare for life after high school. Next year, four Madison high schools will offer pathways related to health careers. Ultimately, the goal is to have every high school student enrolled in a pathway.
Last week, the superintendent of the Madison Metropolitan School District joined us to talk about the plan.
Michelle Mouton is with us now. She's a professor of history at UW-Oshkosh. She's the parent of two children in the Madison Metropolitan School District, and she has some concerns about personalized pathways. Michelle, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Michelle, we'll get into the details, but in broad strokes, what do you think of Madison Metropolitan School District's upcoming Personalized Pathways plan?
Well, I think I'm echoing the concerns of lots of parents and even teachers in the district who are concerned about the nature of Personalized Pathways and the way that it's being rolled out in the high schools right now. We are concerned, first and foremost, well, first of all, that it's not clear to us that it's going to address the problem or fix the problem of the well-documented achievement gap that it's supposed to fix. There don't seem to be any peer-reviewed studies that actually show that that would happen, and especially we're concerned that it wouldn't happen without increased support services for students. And then secondarily, we're concerned about the fact that we think the children who are being called upon, namely eighth graders, to decide whether they want to be in these pathways are too young to be making big decisions about their careers.
And let's talk about the data you're looking for. You say there's not enough research showing that this is something that will help close the achievement gap. And Superintendent Cheatham, she was with us last Friday, and she said that this is an equity measure, but do you agree that something is needed to try to close the achievement gap?
I do definitely agree that they have well documented that there's an achievement gap in the Madison high schools. And I think everybody recognizes that there's a problem and that something needs to be done to improve it. I think one of the concerns, though, is that the problem is different in the different high schools, and so perhaps the best solution is not a one-size-fits-all kind of solution for all the high schools.
You said that there's no proof that this would work without adding support services. If there were support services to be added as a complement to the plan, would you be a supporter of it?
Well, I would still be concerned that it is asking students who are 13 and 14 years old to be making decisions about their careers. I think that one of the great things about our high school system is that it allows students to learn about a lot of different things and sort of dream big and think about all different fields and all different subject matters. And I think this is really narrowing down what their opportunities are in high school, but also it may limit their post-graduation opportunities.
What about the problem that Superintendent Cheatham referenced last week, that students in focus groups and parents sometimes say they don't see the connection between the curriculum that the students are doing, the classes they're taking, and the life that happens and the jobs and college that happens after high school, and this being a way to address that?
Well, I have two responses to that. First of all, I think it's not always a reliable thing to ask students if they see the relevance of what they're learning. I think it's the responsibility of educators to figure out what students need to learn and teach them to think and to read and to do math and science, even if they can't figure out exactly what the relevance of it in their wider life. So I don't think it's necessarily a good thing to ask students what they think they want to learn. They might pick recess, for example, and that's really not what we want them to be doing all the time. Secondarily, I think the world is changing, and we know that the world is changing very fast, and the job market is changing very fast. And I think we need to train our students to be adaptable to all kinds of things and allow them to pursue all kinds of opportunities, because we just don't know what the world's going to look like, and we don't know exactly what will be relevant to them and the jobs that they need later.
We're talking with Michelle Mouton right now, professor of history at UW-Oshkosh, also the parent of two children in the Madison Metropolitan School District. And we're talking about her concerns, and she says other parents as well, about the Madison Metropolitan School District's new Personalized Pathways program, which is set to begin next year at four Madison high schools. And I want to ask you about the idea of tracking. Now, the school district has said Personalized Pathways is not tracking the kind of practice of locking kids into a vocational or a college track. Do you agree with that?
I think I realize that they are claiming that they are not tracking. I mean, that it's not vocational education. But in fact, what they're trying to do is train them in this first pathway that they're rolling out the first year in health services. And it's linking history, English, and science so that they're all relevant to that, and it's filling part of their very few electives in a class that would be tied to health services. And I think that is, to some degree, tracking. It's eliminating the possibility of filling in all those other electives with, you know, music and art and languages, and it's not leaving open a lot of other fields that students should be able to experiment with when they're in high school.
What about whether students were offered the option of switching pathways? So they start in one and we're told that they'll be able to switch later on. Does that satisfy you?
I think it's good if they can switch later, it's unclear how that's going to be possible, but I would also point out that they have said very clearly that you won't be able to join a pathway later. So if you opt out of it, for example, if you decide not to do this health services pathway your freshman year and you become a junior and really are interested in health services, you can't then join it. So they are trying to create a cohort that's going to stick together the whole time. And, you know, it's not going to be flexible where you can get on again, off again, or get into a different pathway if you join the wrong one to start with.
Now, you've said that you're concerned about the level of parent involvement in this plan, namely that you think there wasn't enough and that it sounds like it moved to you rather hastily. What could the school district have done, if anything, do you think, to roll this plan out differently?
Well, I think there needs to have been a lot more discussion about it so that parents could have had an influence and could have given their opinions and perhaps helped the schools think about, or the MMSD think about, what, you know, makes sense. I don't think one size fits all with all the high school. They're very, very different high schools. And, you know, I don't think you can just come up with one system and throw it into all four high schools. I think you need to talk to the teachers and the students and the teachers and the parents in each high school and try to figure out, based on that population and that program, how to fit it to the schools. West, to give you, you know, West is exceeding expectations on the most recent report card and, you know, has a 92.6% graduation rate. So it doesn't seem like that would call for completely changing the way the West High School is structured, which is not at all to say that I don't think something very dramatic should be done for the 8% that are not thriving, but I don't necessarily think we need to change the entire system for that.
But if something is going right at West High School, doesn't it make sense to try to bring more students on board from different parts of Madison who might not be able to be part of that, maybe based on where they live?
Yes, but that's not what they're planning to do. They're planning to change West and all of the other schools. They're not trying to make the other schools accommodate this system. They're trying to change the entire thing, and I don't think we have any data that suggests that this will actually improve West, the West system.
Now, Madison Metropolitan Schools District, they've said they'll evaluate the success of the program in about a year and a half into the program, decide whether or not to go forward. Does that evaluation timetable give you any peace of mind about the flexibility of the program and the chance for parent input?
Well, it depends. I mean, if they're going to evaluate it in 2 years, they will have rolled out potentially two of their pathways. They won't really know whether it works until they get at least 4 years out so they can see whether the students who've been through the pathway are actually succeeding. And my fear is if they keep rolling them out, you know, they will at the same time be shrinking down the options for everybody else in the high school who are not in a pathway. So it would make me, and I think many other people, feel better if they rolled out one and then watched to see what happens and see if it actually does help narrow the achievement gap of the students who are in that program. And whether it does actually help all the students and raise the high school experience for them before they start rolling out more and more of them. Thus,
Michelle, we leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
That was Michelle Mouton, professor of history at W. Oshkosh, talking about her concerns about the Madison School District's new Personalized Pathways program.
Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.